Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. Merry Christmas, Bob. May you and yours have a wonderful holiday, and we'll talk to you. I'll be back. You're back on Thursday morning?
Yes.
All right. Well, I will see you then here on WWL.
And I will be anticipating one more story. All right.
Well, we'll have a bunch of them.
We need some T-shirts made up like that, don't we?
Just say one more story?
One more story
People
T-shirts.
People might have no idea what that means. They'll be like, what? What are you talking about? But
all right. We're gonna get to our next guest almost instantly, but I'd like you, while we're talking to Chris, I'd like you to send me a text message, your all-time favorite Christmas movie, okay? And that's at 870-870. And we're going to welcome to the show Chris Orr. He's a film critic and editor, contributing writer at The Atlantic. That's got to be a fun job, huh, Chris?
It's a pretty great job, I'm not going to lie, Bob. I've been there about a decade now, and as these things go, you know, it's work, but it's nice work if you can get it.
Well, it's kind of like my job. Of course, people have an opinion that, boy, what a great job you have. You just go in and just talk whatever's on your mind. You don't have to do any work at all. Well, no, we do just a tad work. All right.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that it's always amazing when you hear about something. I don't know. I think about a story. I think maybe it was about Jon Stewart or something, some late night host.
Mm-hmm.
And you sort of think, you know, he just gets on television for an hour and, you know, is funny and that's his job. But, you know, but the day starts at 5 a.m. and there are, you know, 10 different story meetings throughout the day, every single day. And, you know, any job is work when you look at it closely enough, I think.
So, Chris, any tips for us on what movies to watch? Because it seems to me that for the most part, it's the same movies every year, and I watch the same movies every year.
We certainly do in our household. Our household tradition, and it comes from my in-laws, so I accept no blame, is Christmas Vacation, which
is a
bad movie, but a good bad movie, a fun bad movie. Always been a big fan of Christmas Story all the way back. I remember I saw it when it came out in, I think it was 1983, and almost nobody saw it. It was one of those ones that nobody really saw in theaters and just sort of got a second life on television over the years.
And isn't there one channel that just shows it nonstop?
Every year, yeah. I think different channels have done it different years, but yeah, there's at least one channel that shows it nonstop for 24 hours, which is a, you know, kind of a nice thing to have, you know, running in the background a little bit, maybe if you're, you know, doing other things around the house, cooking Christmas dinner or something.
I watched it so many times that one of my daughters actually went out and got the DVD and said, "Dad."
Now, there you go. Perfect.
It is, but and maybe because now I can identify with that movie because as so many kids growing up, I wanted the BB gun. I wanted that real bad. And my mother told me the same exact thing. It's going to shoot your eye out.
You'll shoot your eye
out.
I had the same thing. I wanted a BB gun, too, and I never got one. Well, I did as an adult, but I never got one as a kid.
Let me ask you, I got a text message on a movie that I've never heard of this one, The Bishop's Wife.
Oh, The Bishop's Wife, that's an interesting one. I hadn't even thought about the fact that's set around Christmas. I confess, I don't remember that movie really well. It came out, I'm going to guess, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says Cary Grant, David Niven.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the original. Yeah.
Right.
No, there was a remake not that long ago. You know, I've never seen the original, and I should because I'm one of the world's biggest Cary Grant fans. So I'll actually put that on my list for this holiday season.
It wasn't until recently, when I say recently, a couple of years ago, that I watched the Jimmy Stewart Christmas movie. First time. What's the name of it?
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful First time I've seen it in my life was about 2 years ago.
That is the reigning champion of all Christmas movies. That and Miracle on 34th Street is maybe a pretty close second, but I really think, you know, they're classics for a reason, and people watch them every year and have for, you know, more than 50 years for a reason. They're both It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. I don't think you can do any better than those.
And then when you get to the modern, Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite movies.
Christmas Vacation is fun. Elf is a lot of fun. I quite like Elf.
I didn't like Elf. Not at all.
It's a favorite. It's a favorite of my kids. Mm-hmm. I'm still a sucker because I grew up in the 70s. I'm still a total sucker for those old stop-motion Rankin-Bass movies, the Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Year Without a Santa Claus. And, of course, their masterpiece, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which I think is still just a fantastic movie.
And The Grinch. I got to watch The Grinch every year.
Oh, yeah. Got to watch The Grinch. The original Grinch, not any of these weird live-action Grinches.
Chris, I have to take a break, and can you hang on, come back, talk a little bit more? It's me, Bob Mitchell, filling in for Tommy. Our phone number is 260-187. It got a bunch of open lines, so if you want to phone in, we are talking about your favorite Christmas movie, the one that you got to watch every year, the one that maybe you identify with. Now, we're talking about the movies, and we're talking to Chris Orr, as a film critic and editor. I hear that you have some pretty strong opinions about love. Is that right, Chris?
I have very, love. Very, very strong opinions about love, but I don't think that's what you're really asking.
Love,
me.
Actually, yes.
I have stronger feelings about love than I have about Love Actually, but I have very strong views about Love Actually. I've written about it a few times, mostly for its 10th anniversary, which was, I think, about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it when it came out. I didn't quite realize what a regular sort of Christmas tradition it had become for a lot of people. You know, people think that I don't like it because I'm not romantic, but that's actually the opposite of the truth. I'm extremely romantic, as my wife would be glad to attest with much eye rolling.
Get her on the phone.
But I just think that it is a movie that is actively anti-romance, that basically says a few things about romance that are wrong and a few things that are actually kind of pernicious. So, I think, it's anyone who loves the movie should watch it as much as they want, but I think it's kind of a terrible movie.
And I have a text message here that I guess we could both take advantage of this. You can watch The Bishop's Wife tonight, 7 o'clock on the Turner Movie Channel. It is a must-see movie.
I am writing this down right now. I can't believe I haven't seen it. I'd forgotten all about it. The one I was thinking of was there was a remake. It was actually in the 90s called The Preacher's Wife with Denzel Washington.
I did see that.
Not very memorable, but I'm looking forward to The Bishop's Wife, and we'll try to watch it tonight.
Now, would you classify Die Hard as a Christmas movie?
See, there are definitely two camps in this. There's the camp of if it's set around Christmas, then it's a Christmas movie, and there's the camp of no, it's not, and I'm definitely in the no, it's not camp. I sort of think to be a Christmas movie, you know, you need to have at least some Christmassy themes, and those themes could be about, you know, peace on earth and goodwill mm-hmm. to men, or it could be a Bible story, or it could be about a kid, looking to get the present he wants under the tree. But I think just being set at Christmas does not make you a Christmas movie.
Here's another one, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I think that was John Candy. Was he? Is that the movie?
That is correct, yeah. I forgot it. I remember he's desperately trying to get across the country
right.
Through whatever conveyance he can, and I guess maybe it was for the holidays. I'd actually forgotten that part.
Now, I think, okay, I think I saw a couple of commercials on TV for maybe yet another The Christmas Story coming out. It looked really scary to me.
Wait, which one?
I think I saw a promo on TV. I think it's called The Christmas Story, another redo. I don't know.
That sounds frightening. I have not seen that one yet.
All right. Now, you said earlier that A Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street are two of the best. What's your top five?
Ooh, top five.
Top five.
Well, those two are definitely there, and Christmas Story is definitely there, so that's three. I would put Rudolph up in there, so that's four. And, you know, again, it's a guilty pleasure, but I'd throw Christmas Vacation in there because it's mm-hmm. a family tradition.
So you're a Rudolph fan, then?
I am a Rudolph fan. I think, I love all of those old Rankin-Bass stop motion animation movies, but that's the best of the bunch, I think.
I don't care how many times I see The Grinch, the cartoon, The Grinch.
I think the
remake of The Grinch I thought was absolutely obnoxious. They should have never did that.
No, terrible idea. The Jim Carrey one, yeah.
Yeah.
No, very bad idea.
I'm not a big Jim Carrey fan at all anyway. So now here's one that I don't recall at all. A listener texts this to me. Favorite Christmas movie, Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, yeah, sure. Tim Burton. It's another sort of stop-motion animation. Probably, I'm going to say, mid-late 90s, maybe. That's just a guess. It's pretty good. It's got some good songs, and it looks really good. It's a great-looking movie.
I'm going to give a couple of them that I've had texted me. I'll throw the titles out, and you tell me what you think. Trading Places. That's a Christmas movie?
Oh, you know, that kind of is. I don't really think of it as a Christmas movie, but that's a great movie. That's another movie, you know, I saw as a teenager for the first time.
Okay. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry about the interruption.
Oh, no problem. No, I remember, and I watched it with my own kids just a few years back. That's a great movie. I love Trading Places. I don't really think of it as a Christmas movie, but it kind of is. Yeah, I think that probably clears the bar.
What about Home Alone?
Home Alone is a lot of fun. I haven't watched it in years and years, you know, it's another movie that has kind of stood the test of time. I don't know that anyone has watched any of the sequels since, but it was one of those movies that just kind of worked.
The Christmas movie I was talking about, I got a text on that one. It's a new movie on FX, remake of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, interesting. But a scary one?
Oh, looks scary to me.
Huh, interesting.
I scare easy. And, of course, here's one that I do watch every year. We can't not talk about Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Oh, of course not. No, all the Charlie Brown holiday specials are worth watching. We watched the Thanksgiving one, you know, just a few weeks back. We'll probably watch the Christmas one in the next day or so. I'm wondering about a Christmas. There's a good question, though, is what's the best version of A Christmas Carol? Because there are lots.
Ooh, you're right about that.
The Muppet Christmas Carol was actually pretty good way back when.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Scrooged with Bill Murray.
No, I like that. I did like that version. Well, Chris, it's been fun talking to you. Why don't you give us maybe just a handful of movies that if you have to watch something, maybe something that you haven't, like with me, I just watched a couple of the old black and white movies a couple of years ago, stayed away from them. But some of those old black and white movies like It's a Wonderful Life are really, really good.
Oh, yeah. It's a Wonderful Life is just, I mean, I don't think it's really even that close. I think that's the best Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, Miracle on 34th Street, I think, is a pretty close second. A couple of the other old ones, let me think. Meet Me in St. Louis is a great old movie. Shop Around the Corner is a great old movie. That is the one that they remade as You've Got Mail.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think, there is a very good old black and white A Christmas Carol. And I'm trying to think, it's from the early 50s, I think. Here, let me look it up. 1951. The 1951 A Christmas Carol is of the classic straight versions of A Christmas Carol, unlike the ones like Scrooged and a Muppet Christmas Carol. Which are kind of playing around with the format. Like, if you want just straight A Christmas Carol, the 1951 one is a really good one.
I'm going to try to find that. Chris, thank you for being part of the show. Now, if someone wants to read your column or look over some of your comments or get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it?
Probably the easiest thing is if you just do a search for Christopher Orr, O-R-R, and you'll find my stuff at The Atlantic. If you want to throw in Christopher Orr, and also The Atlantic, then you'll find me even faster. But and especially anyone who would like to hear more of my thoughts, and I have many, about Love Actually, just look up Orr and Love Actually, and you will find more than you probably want.
Chris, have a Merry Christmas, you and your family. Hope everything is just great for you.
Bob, you do the exact same, and thank you so much for having me on.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, we'll take a quick phone call before we go to traffic. Let's go to Tom. Tom, how are you, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you also.
You have a favorite?
I was trying to find out if Chris knew anything about the old, it's a very, very old movie. I'm 71. I saw it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Little Matchstick Girl.
I'm sorry we said goodbye to him. I wish I'd have gotten to you. The Little Matchstick Girl?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
What it is the little girl is selling matches
mm-hmm.
on Christmas Day, and it's very cold, it snows, and that's all she has to keep warm. But it's a very old movie. I must have been 10 years old when I saw it, and I'm 71 now.
Well, Tom,
one other thing is I would suggest there is a song that I heard the first time at a concert last week by Aaron Neville. It's called A Christmas Prayer. If you don't have it, you need to hear it. It is awesome.
Well,
it ought to be played every year.
We will look it up and see if we can play a few bars for you. Are you ready for Christmas? Did all your shopping?
Oh, I'm finishing up right now. I'm in my truck. I'm on my way home. After 3 hours last night at Sam's, another hour today at Walmart. So
oh, I cannot handle those lines. I went Christmas shopping this past weekend, and I went into some little small store. I don't want to mention it on the air because if I do, then my wife may be able to figure out what I'm getting her for Christmas. And I didn't expect it to be packed, and the line was like about 20 people deep, and they just drove me nuts. I don't wait well, not at all.
Well, I had no choice. I have 8 grandchildren, so
yep,
got no choice.
Yeah, every time you get a grandchildren, your Christmas expenses go up.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Tom,
it costs over $500.
So where's the family gonna get together?
At Diamond Head, Mississippi. At my house.
So will you have to cook?
Oh, hell no. I got to do a lot of prepping.
Yeah.
Cutting and chopping and all.
All right, Tom. I appreciate you phoning in, okay?
All right. You have a Merry Christmas, man.
You too. Our phone number is 260-1870. We're looking for your favorite all-time Christmas movie, your favorite Christmas song. And when it comes to Christmas dinner, are you hosting or is someone else doing most of the work? You can call me at 260-1870. We're going to take a traffic break right now, and then we'll come back with more of your phone calls on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.